This is Kevin Jesmer again. How to read a book, we're talking about The Classic Guide to Intelligent Reading by Mortimer J. Adler and Charles Van Doren, Chapter 3. Title of Chapter 3 is The First Level of Reading, Elementary Reading. And this is the level of reading that we acquire through our years throughout school, starting with preschool, you know, learning about symbols, learning how to put... child discovers that these symbols mean something, and the author talks about the historical development of reading in the 1870s, talks about the ABC method, how it was employed, and that was really not much different than in Greek and Roman schools. And then there was he goes on to talk about Horace Mann and other educators in Germany in 1840, employing the visual recognition of whole words and extending that to visualizing whole sentences. And this was popular during the 1920s and 1930s. And he talks about how reading out loud was switched to silent reading. He talks about how there's a historical trend in our schools to criticize the schools, to criticize the educational system. That's been going on for some time. But basically, we cannot criticize the system. He says this is very serious, and we've got to deal with this issue, because in page 23 he says, a young man or woman who cannot read very well is hindered in his pursuit of the American dream, but that remains largely a personal matter if he is not in school. If he remains in school or goes to college, however, it is a matter of concern for his teachers as well and for his fellow students. So learning how to read, at least up to the elementary level, is very important. The next section of this chapter, Stages of Learning to Read, there is reading readiness in a person. That's the first stage, when the child can take in and remember the entire word and letters and combine to form these things into small sentences. So that's general reading readiness. The second stage is learning how to read very simple materials. And in America, usually around the end of grade one, kids learn 300 to 400 words. The third stage is characterized by rapid progress in vocabulary and increasing skill in unlocking the meaning of unfamiliar words through context clues. That's the third stage. In addition, children at this stage learn to read different purposes and in different areas of content, such as science, social studies, language arts, and the like. Finally, the fourth stage is characterized by refinement and enhancement of the skills previously acquired. A person who has mastered the fourth stage should be able to carry over concepts from one piece of writing to another and compare the views of different writers on the same subject. And this is a stage that should be acquired by people in their early teens, and they should build on this stage for the rest of their lives. And I probably am very guilty of being stuck on this stage from the time that I was a teenager. So now is the time to break the chain and move forward in my reading understanding. The next section of this chapter, Stages and Levels, talks about different stages and levels of elementary reading. Of course, the first stage is reading readiness. Second stage is word mastery. And the third stage is vocabulary growth. Actually, it's about the fourth grade. Oh, sorry, no. before the fourth grade. Fourth grade comes the next stage, functional literacy. And the functional literacy is the ability to do common things like read traffic signs or fill out government forms or the like. Okay, that's the third stage, functional literacy. And the next stage comes around the 8th grade or 9th grade or 10th grade literacy, and the child becomes a mature leader, reader. See, I need a lot of help, so pray for me. That's a mature reader, and the person is mature enough to do high school work. The author goes on to the next section, higher levels of reading and higher education. He talks about the poor state of reading in our nation. There's some older statistics, like in 1971, there was a college in New York where 50% of the young people had to get remedial reading. And he talks about in higher education, if you're not ready to read by the time you go to university, there's not too many courses available to help you to catch up. So what I get, my take-home point from that is start reading and developing yourself early. In my family, I try to implement summer Christian book reading club, where my kids have to read a Christian book and do a little report, and we have, at the end of the month, we share our thoughts about the book. He also goes on to talk about the sad fact, that there are some people who get through elementary school, get through college, and get through graduate school before they begin to start reading at the proper level. And he says that we should not spend 22 years to learn how to read. And that's true. Something is very wrong if it does, it says, in page 29. The quote in this chapter, verse 30, or chapter 30, we must be more than a nation of functional literates. We must become a nation of truly competent readers, recognizing all that the word competent implies. Nothing less will satisfy the needs of the world that is coming. Great quote. See you.